The Book of Daniel, number 2. Key takeaways. The article explores the concept of the daily in the Book of Daniel and its historical interpretation within Adventism, emphasizing the importance of integrity in biblical study. The author argues that human translation errors, such as the addition of the word sacrifice to the daily, have obscured its true meaning, which was revealed through early Adventist pioneers as representing paganism. The article highlights Ellen White's insights, asserting that this misunderstanding stems from human manipulation influenced by fallen angels. The author critiques modern Adventist theology for adopting an incorrect view of the daily as Christ's heavenly sanctuary ministry and calls for a return to the original, divinely inspired understanding. This theme of integrity extends to uncovering hidden in plain sight truths, such as the seven times of Leviticus 26, also present in Daniel, which the author promises to address in a follow-up discussion. Integrity in study. The author defines integrity as consistency in aligning actions, values, and interpretations with God's word, even when it contradicts human reasoning. Human translation error. The word sacrifice was added to the daily in Daniel 8:13 by translators, leading to widespread misunderstanding. Pioneer interpretation. Early Adventist pioneers, guided by divine revelation, identified the daily as a symbol of paganism, not Christ's sanctuary ministry. Ellen White's commentary. Ellen White clarified that sacrifice does not belong in the text and criticized attempts to redefine the daily contrary to its original interpretation. Spiritual opposition. The author suggests that incorrect interpretations of the daily are influenced by fallen angels, leading to confusion within Adventism. Adventist theology critique. Modern Adventist teachings on the daily are viewed as a departure from foundational truths, equating Christ's ministry with a satanic symbol. Seven times prophecy. The author connects the seven times prophecy of Leviticus 26 to Daniel 8, suggesting its significance has also been obscured by human manipulation. Call to action. A return to the original interpretation of the daily is urged, relying on divine revelation and the writings of Ellen White as the standard of truth. Next steps. The article concludes by promising further exploration of the seven times prophecy and its implications in the next installment. I intend to demonstrate how the seven times of Leviticus 26 is hidden in plain sight in the book of Daniel, while also identifying that it was hidden through the human instruments which God employed in presenting the stone that is stumbled over in the book of Daniel. To follow the light of this presentation requires integrity. The definition of integrity that I am suggesting would be defined as consistency in one's actions, values, methods, and principles. It would demand that we adhere to what is revealed within God's word, even when it does not agree with human ideas that contradict God's word.
Strict integrity should be cherished by every student. Every mind should turn with reverent attention to the revealed word of God. Light and grace will be given to those who thus obey God. They will behold wondrous things out of his law. Great truths that have lain unheeded and unseen since the day of Pentecost are to shine from God's word in their native purity. To those who truly love God, the Holy Spirit will reveal truths that have faded from the mind, and will also reveal truths that are entirely new. Those who eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God will bring from the books of Daniel and Revelation truth that is inspired by the Holy Spirit. They will start into action forces that cannot be repressed. The lips of children will be opened to proclaim the mysteries that have been hidden from the minds of men. The Lord has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. The Fundamentals of Christian Education, 474.
An easy example of both the human error that is found in the book of Daniel and the unwillingness to adhere to God's word can be found in the word translated as daily in Daniel chapter 8. Integrity would demand that if Ellen White commented on that word, as she does, that as Seventh-day Adventists that profess to uphold the spirit of prophecy, we would automatically use her commentary on the word to direct our understanding.
Then I saw, in relation to the daily, that the word sacrifice was supplied by man's wisdom and does not belong to the text, and that the Lord gave the correct view of it to those who gave the judgment our cry. When union existed, before 1844, nearly all were united on the correct view of the daily. But since 1844, in the confusion, other views have been embraced, and darkness and confusion has followed. Review and Herald, November 1st, 1850.
We could spend a great deal of time on these two sentences, for when they finally get placed in the book early writings, the human editors have placed a misguided definition of what is stated, but that is another story. For our purposes, we simply wish to point out two relevant points. The first point is that Sister White says the word sacrifice was supplied by man's wisdom and does not belong to the text. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under foot? Daniel 8:13. The previous verse is the question that elicits the answer of verse 14, and that answer represents the central pillar and foundation of Adventism. And in the very question that produces that great light represented as the central pillar of Adventism, we are informed that human wisdom has made an error by placing an added word into the translation of the verse. There are literally hundreds of added words in the translation of the 1611 KJV Bible, but there is only one time that God identifies any of those hundreds of added words as erroneous. And it is clear it was an error that was produced by the human side of the combination of humanity and divinity which produced the Word of God. More significant is that there would be no need for any inspired commentary on the added word sacrifice if it were not something that produced an incorrect understanding of the verse. It is clear that it does, for the inspired commentary not only identifies that the word should not be there, but also identifies that those who gave the judgment our cry were given the correct view of the daily by the Lord. Integrity demands that we use those two sentences just as they read. Those who gave the judgment our cry identified the daily as a symbol representing paganism or pagan Rome, depending on the context where it is located. The word translated as daily occurs five times in the book of Daniel. All five occurrences are as a noun. The word occurs 104 times in God's word, and 99 times it is used as an adjective, but in the book of Daniel alone, it is used as a noun. The men who translated the King James Bible saw the word 99 times as an adjective, so when it came to the book of Daniel, they attempted to make it an adjective in order to agree with all the other times it occurred as an adjective. In order to do that, they added the word sacrifice. But God, through Ellen White, said that sacrifice should be omitted, which would mean that the daily is to be understood as a noun. Those who stand opposed to God's counsel on this word within Adventism define the word as a symbol of Christ's heavenly sanctuary ministry, but those who gave the judgment our cry correctly defined it as paganism. Adventism today uses a symbol of a satanic power to represent Christ. Through erroneous human logic, the true understanding of the word translated as the daily has been hidden from Adventism. Adventists that base their prophetic study on subjects that occur randomly through the years in their Sabbath school quarterlies lazily drink the Kool-Aid that is dished out through those quarterlies, and which are confirmed by pastors who themselves have not the integrity necessary to allow any input from the comments on the subject by Sister White. The history of the controversy of the daily reached the turning point around 1911, where Sister White directly stated that those who had rejected the pioneer understanding of the daily as paganism, and who were teaching that the daily represented Christ's sanctuary ministry, had received their understanding from angels that were expelled from heaven, 20 Mar 17. The truth of the daily has been identified clearly by Sister White, and she teaches that holy angels guided the mind of William Miller, and that angels expelled from heaven guide the minds of those who teach that the daily represents Christ's heavenly sanctuary ministry. The truth of the daily, as presented by those who gave the judgment our cry, was discovered by William Miller.
I read on and could find no other case in which it the daily was found, but in Daniel. I then, by the aid of a concordance, took those words which stood in connection with it, take away. He shall take away the daily. from the time the daily shall be taken away. I read on and thought I should find no light on the text. Finally, I came to 2 Thess 7:8. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed, etc. And when I had come to that text, oh, how clear and glorious the truth appeared. There it is. That is the daily. Well, now what does Paul mean by he who now letteth or hindereth? By the man of sin and the wicked, popery is meant. Well, what is it which hinders popery from being revealed? Why, it is paganism. Well then, the daily must mean paganism. Second Advent Manual 66.
What is really sobering about Miller's discovery that the daily represented paganism is where he found the truth. He found it in the passage of the Apostle Paul's writings, where Paul not only defines the daily as paganism, but it is the passage identifying that those who received not the love of the truth receive strong delusion. The acceptance of the daily as a symbol of Christ's sanctuary ministry, the definition that came from angels that were expelled from heaven, is the symbol of those in Adventism who have not the integrity necessary to rightly divide the word of truth, and therefore are already destined to receive strong delusion. I do not want to sidetrack the point we are seeking to identify. That point is that the seven times that is identified in the same vision where the daily is located has been hidden by human hands, though it remains in plain sight. This was simply an easy example of how a human translation error made long centuries ago, that is thereafter manipulated in human minds by angels that were expelled from heaven, is used today at this crucial time just before the final crisis at the end of the world to blind minds to truth that is actually in plain sight. In the 1910 time period, the rebellion of the daily was just getting underway. W.W. Prescott and A.G. Daniels were spearheading the satanic work of rejecting the foundational understanding of the daily. The following article is a letter from that very time, where Sister White addresses the satanic view that the daily in the book of Daniel represents Christ's sanctuary work. At that time, the two men were pushing the idea of going into the old pioneer books and changing the pioneer understanding to their new satanic definition. It is my hope that we can exercise integrity as we read the article.
At this stage of our experience, we are not to have our minds drawn away from the special light given us to consider at the important gathering of our conference. And there was Brother Daniel's, whose mind the enemy was working, and your mind and Elder Prescott's mind were being worked by the angels that were expelled from heaven. Satan's work was to divert your minds that jots and tittles should be brought in which the Lord did not inspire you to bring in. They were not essential, but this meant much to the cause of truth. And the ideas of your minds, if you could be drawn away to jots or tittles, is a work of Satan's devising. To correct little things in the books written, you suppose would be doing a great work. But I am charged, silence is eloquence. I am to say, stop your picking flaws. If this purpose of the devil could only be carried out, then it appears to you that your work would be considered as most wonderful in conception. It was the enemy's plan to get all the supposed objectionable features where all classes of minds did not agree. And what then? The very work that pleases the devil would come to pass. There would be a representation given to the outsiders, not of our faith, just what would suit them, that would develop traits of character which would cause great confusion and occupy the golden moments which should be used zealously to bring the great message before the people. The presentations upon any subject we have worked upon could not all harmonize. And the results would be to confuse the minds of believers and unbelievers. This is the very thing that Satan had planned that should take place, anything that could be magnified as a disagreement. Read Ezekiel chapter 28. Now, here is a grand work where strange spirits can figure. But the Lord has a work to be done to save perishing souls, and the places which Satan disguised could fill in, bringing confusion into our ranks, he will do to perfection, and all those little differences will become enlarged prominent. And I was shown from the first that the Lord had given neither Elders Daniels nor Prescott the burden of this work. Should Satan's wiles be brought in? Should this daily be such a great matter as to be brought in to confuse minds and hinder the advancement of the work at this important period of time. It should not, whatever may be. This subject should not be introduced, for the spirit that would be brought in would be forbidding, and Lucifer is watching every movement. Satanic agencies would commence his work, and there would be confusion brought into our ranks. You have no call to hunt up the difference of opinion that is not a testing question, but your silence is eloquence. I have the matter all plainly before me. If the devil could involve any one of our own people on these subjects, as he has proposed to do, Satan's cause would triumph. Now the work, without delay, is to be taken up, and not a difference of opinion expressed. Satan would inspire those men who have gone out from us to unite with evil angels and retard our work on unimportant questions, and what rejoicing there would be in the camp of the enemy. Press together, let every difference be buried. Our work now is to devote all our physical and brain nerve power to put these differences out of the way and all harmonize. If Satan could, with his great unsanctified wisdom, be permitted to get the least hold, he would rejoice. Now, when I saw how you were working, my mind took in the whole situation and the results. If you should go forward and give the parties that have left us the least chance to bring confusion into our ranks, your lack of wisdom would be just what Satan would have it. Your loud proclamation was not under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I was instructed to say to you that your picking flaws in the writings of men that have been led of God is not inspired of God. And if this is the wisdom that Elder Daniels would give to the people, by no means give him an official position, for he cannot reason from cause to effect. Your silence on this subject is your wisdom. Now, everything like picking flaws in the publications of men who are not alive is not the work God has given any of you to do. For if these men, Elders Daniels and Prescott, had followed the directions given in working the cities, there would have been many, very many, convinced of the truth and converted, able men that now are in positions where they never will be reached. All the world is to be regarded as one great family. And when you have such a fountain of knowledge to draw from, why have you left the world to perish for years with the testimonies given by our Lord Jesus Christ? True religion teaches us to regard every man and woman as a person to whom we can do good. This has been in print many years. A balanced mind. Testimony to Elder Andrews. The mind may be cultivated to become a power to know when to speak and what burdens to take up and to bear, for Christ is your teacher. And I feared greatly for you, when I saw you exalting your wisdom and pursuing a course to bring in differences of opinion. The Lord calls for wise men who can hold their peace when it is wisdom for them to do so. If you would be a whole man, you need sanctification through Jesus Christ. Now there is a work just started, and let wisdom be seen in every minister, in every president of a conference. But here was a work for you to take hold of years ago, where you were needed to lift your voice for this very work. Christ gave all his people special directions what they shall do and the things they shall not do. And there is a little time left us to work out the righteousness of the Lord. You can understand the way of the Lord. I saw your purpose of carrying things after your own devising after you were placed as president. You had thought you would do wonderful things, which would be a work God had not placed in your hands to do. Now, your work is not to oppress, but to release every necessity possible if the Lord has accepted you to serve. But you have very early given evidence that wisdom and sanctified judgment have not been manifested by you. You blazed out matters that would not be received unless the Lord should give light. I have been instructed that such hasty movements should not have been made, such as selecting you as president of the conference, even another year. But the Lord forbids any more such hasty transactions until the matter is brought before the Lord in prayer. And as you have had the message come to you that the work of the Lord resting upon the president is a most solemn responsibility, you had no moral right to blaze out as you did upon the subject of the daily, and suppose your influence would decide the question. There was Elder Haskell, who has carried the heavy responsibilities, and there is Elder Irwin, and several men I might mention, who have the heavy responsibilities. Where was your respect for the men of age? What authority could you exercise without taking all the responsible men to weigh the matter? But let us now investigate the matter. We must now reconsider whether it is the Lord's judgment, in the face of the work that has been neglected, of showing your zeal to carry the work even another year. If you should carry the work another year, with the help that shall unite with you, there should be a change take place in you and Elder Prescott, and humble your own hearts before God. The Lord will have to see in you a showing of a different experience, for if ever men needed to be reconverted at this present time, it's Elder Daniels and Elder Prescott. 7 men should be chosen that are men of wisdom, and through the working of the grace of God, give evidence of a reconversion. For any men who are so blinded that they cannot reason from cause to effect, that they would ignore the men who have borne the responsibilities of the work, and these presidents of conferences, that men who carry the work for over 2 years should be disregarded, and such an impulsive consequence take place that men would neglect the very work kept before them for years, work the cities, and no, or but very little, attention be given to the old men for counsel, but proclaim the things they choose to give the people, bears its own testimony of the unsafety of the men to be entrusted with such a grand and wonderful work. Christ is not dead. He will never suffer his work to be carried on in this strange way. Let the books alone. If any change is essential, God will have the harmony in that change consistent. But when a message has been entrusted to men with the large responsibilities involved, God demands faithfulness that will work by love and purify the soul. Elders Daniels and Prescott both need reconversion. A strange work has come in, and it is not in harmony with the work Christ came to our world to do, and all who are truly converted will work the works of Christ. We are everyone to work out the work which shall glorify the Father. We have come to the crisis, either to conform to the character of Jesus Christ right in this preparatory time or not attempt it. Elder Daniels, you are not to feel at liberty to let your voice be heard on high as you have done under similar circumstances. And understand, the president of a conference is not a ruler. He works in connection with the wise men who occupy the position as presidents whom God has accepted. He has not liberty to meddle with the writings in printed books from the pens that God has accepted. They are no longer to bear sway unless they show less of the ruling, dominating power. The crisis has come, for God will be dishonored. How does the Lord look upon the unworked cities? Christ is in heaven. Now its acknowledgement is to be, there is no kingly rule. And now is the crisis of this world. Now I am the power to save or to destroy. Now is the time when the destiny of all is in my hands. I have given my life to save the world. And I, if I be lifted up, the saving grace I shall impart will prove that all who will be fashioned after the divine similitude and will be one with me shall work as I work with my power of redeeming grace. Whoever will, let him take hold with his brethren to do the work given them to do, when in responsible places under the counsel the Lord gives, and seek most earnestly to work in complete harmony with him who so loved the world, he gave his life a full sacrifice for the saving of the world. I speak to our ministers that as they enter upon the work in our cities, let there be a calm sacredness attending the ministry of the word. We cannot make the proper impression upon the minds of the people if we, lower third of this page, left blank. I copy from my diary, the truth as it is in Jesus, talk it, pray it, believe every word in its simplicity. What would you gain if mistakes are brought before the men who have departed from the faith and given heed to seducing spirits, men who were not long ago with us in the faith? Will you stand on the devil's side? Give your attention to the unworked fields. A worldwide work is before us. I was given representations of John Kellogg. A very attractive personage was representing the ideas of the specious arguments that he was presenting, sentiments different from the genuine Bible truth. And those who are hungering and thirsting after something new were advancing ideas so specious that Elder Prescott was in great danger. Elder Daniels was in great danger of becoming wrapped in a delusion that if these sentiments could be spoken everywhere, it would be as a new world. Yes, it would. But while their minds were thus absorbed, I was shown that Brother Daniels and Brother Prescott were weaving into their experience sentiments of a spiritualistic appearance and drawing our people to beautiful sentiments that would deceive, if possible, the very elect. I have to trace with my pen the fact that these brethren would see defects in their delusive ideas that would place the truth in an uncertainty, and yet they would stand out as if they had great spiritual discernment. Now I am to tell them that when I was shown this matter, when Elder Daniels was lifting up his voice like a trumpet and advocating his ideas of the daily, the after results were presented. Our people were becoming confused. I saw the result, and then there were given me cautions that if Elder Daniels, without respect to the outcome, should thus be impressed and let himself believe he was under the inspiration of God, skepticism would be sown among our ranks everywhere, and we should be where Satan would carry his messages. Set unbelief and skepticism would be sown in human minds, and strange crops of evil would take the place of truth. Ms. 67, 1910, 1-8. Manuscript Release, Volume 20, 17-22.
Those that gave the judgment our cry were given the correct view of the daily in the Book of Daniel. Through the human hands which translated the Book of Daniel, and thereafter by human beings that were being directed by angels that were expelled from heaven, the correct understanding of the daily has become hidden, though it is in plain sight. In Daniel, when the word translated as the daily occurs, it is not to include the added human word, sacrifice. In verse 13 of Daniel 8, we find one of the five times where this occurs in the Book of Daniel. In that very verse, the seven times of Leviticus 26 is also identified, but through the same type of humanistic manipulation, it has been hidden in plain sight. We will look at this fact in the next article.